We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 1st of June, 2013, as we continue on here with Vicki Davis, and Nancy Levan is here, of course, as well. Vicki, I wanted to get into also, you know, and I don't know if you were done with what you were discussing there with regard to Presidential Decision Directive 39.
I did want to say something first. I want to put everything into context for people so that they can look at all of this in mm-hmm. the right, in the proper frame. Okay. The United Nations was founded on the idea of harmonization of all laws across all nations. One set of laws for the whole entire world.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It was also regionalism was a big part of it.
Huge
part of it. And why is that? It's because if you look at the United States or any country, take any country, and just look at it from the point of view of a management problem, take out all of the patriotism, the history, and everything else, look at government as being simply a solution to a management problem. When you harmonize at a global level and you normalize everything, then you see that the national government structure is redundant. Mm. And so you eliminate that. You eliminate the national governments.
Well, this makes a lot of sense when you consider that our national government is self-destructing right now.
Well, it is. And the reason it is because of regionalism. Because the United Nations works with NGOs, and they will work with regional organizations. Mm-hmm. They also work at the national level with the national government through the State Department, but the State Department is really for foreign relations.
Yeah.
But you know, the UN works directly with regional organizations. And what is a regional organization? Well, it's NAFTA.
Yeah.
It's, you know, there is a NAFTA commission.
Yep.
And so when you look at these things as simply a management structure, the U.S. government is self-destructing.
Yeah.
And it's by design.
That's right. That's right. Because the regional system is the new management system. So,
yes. And
as they said, national governments are obsolete.
Yes, and it exists above the ground level where we can't even get to it.
All right, let's take a break right here. We'll continue here in just a moment.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
This is Government America visiting with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. Nancy Levan is here, and I'm Darren Weeks. Continuing on here, I wanted to get into the Commission on Roles and Missions of the Armed Forces. This was something that you wrote about. This was May 1995, right? And speaks to the civilian-military integration. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh. Because part of the UN agenda, going way back to after World War II, was the disarmament of all of the countries of the world, because theoretically, under this global system, there's going to be peace and harmony will reign in the world, right?
Sure, of course.
Yeah, so
everywhere these critters go, there's peace and harmony, is there not? Even if they have to enforce it at the barrel of a tank.
Yeah, except the whole problem with their whole idea is conflicting ideas just right from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
Respect for diversity and harmonization, but they want to have one culture. You can't have one culture of everybody respecting everybody else's culture, because by definition, culture are the rules that you live by. So yeah. a different culture's rules conflict with our rules.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the whole idea of it is conflicting right from the start.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, a lot of that's really the reason why there's a lot of resentment around the world against the United States, because we are literally forcing, and I say we, it's not us, it's not the people, it's not the average Joe out there or Jill, but it's the government. It's those that control the military and the military-industrial complex. We are forcing our culture, our, I don't know, I want to say values, but I don't know what kind of values we stand for anymore.
Well,
but we're forcing this on the rest of the world. Go ahead.
I'm not sure it's us. I think it's the United Nations. It's UNESCO.
Yeah.
And I've been studying this structure that they set up, the United Nations and the specialized agencies, UNESCO, and our Environmental Protection Agency is kind of what got me started on it. But they have integrated their operatives, their channels, right directly into our government.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like tentacles of a cancer cell or something, but they've integrated the channel right into our government. And that channel then communicates the global agenda, and that gets turned into policy in the United States. I honest to God don't think that we have a government where people that are Americans make American policy for the American people.
No, I totally agree. I don't think there's anybody in this audience that would say that we do. I don't know how anybody, even in the average mainstream, I think that's one of the reasons why we have Homeland Security stocking up on ammo, because the average American is realizing what you just said.
Yeah.
We don't have our government. They're working against us every step of the way.
Yes. And if you trace the ideas back, it goes back to the idea of the one world system under the direction of agencies, the specialized agencies like UNESCO, setting policy that is one size fits all, except that it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, and so they really are the progenitors of all this conflict, because they actually set up systems that pit people against each other.
Right. They want to create strife because they want to always keep us fighting amongst ourselves. Now, you wrote about the Stafford Act. And I want to come back to that. That was one more thing with regard to Homeland Security. I don't know if we talked about that yet. But how was the Stafford Act used, and what was its purpose, I guess?
Ooh, I wish you hadn't asked me that, because I really don't remember. I'd have to look at it.
The granting of FEMA primary federal power to control the domestic incident, which I think is very relevant, because FEMA is involved in every aspect today. I mean, we just had problems down in Oklahoma. I guess there were more storms that went through. Now, I bet you dollars to donuts FEMA is going to be involved in that. You know, so whether it's a natural disaster or whether it's a man-made disaster, terrorism, whether it's natural or, well, I don't know, is there such a thing as natural terrorism? But anyway, you get my point. FEMA has been given control of domestic incidents, and I guess they do nothing.
No, right. Okay, well, again, go back and look at this whole thing as a management problem. Most policy, most things that the government does, it's done virtually in terms of on-the-ground contact with people. There just really isn't any on-the-ground contact with people in terms of most policy that the government implements. But now, when you're talking about a government function where they do come into contact with people, what is that? It's emergency services.
Yep.
Police, fire, disaster. That's where you really come into contact with government people, is the on the ground interaction that occurs as a result of an emergency. And so that's the significance of FEMA being given a leadership role.
Yeah, now, and we saw what they did in New Orleans during that crisis event. They went around collecting the guns. People didn't want to evacuate. They said, no, you know, I think we can take care of ourselves. No, we can't have that. We have to take your firearms, and you have to get out.
Uh-huh. Well, something that I read that I think is very, very interesting is that after 9-1-1, Article 5 of the NATO treaty was invoked. Mm. An attack on one is an attack on all. They then stood up Northern Command. Okay, Northern Command, I believe, is part of the NATO organization. I don't even know if they're Americans, honestly. But
well, they might be part Chinese.
It could be, yes, because there is an international security force that goes along with this whole global one system government. And if you look at these systems, the fusion center systems are connected up internationally with Interpol.
Mm.
So they, you know, start at the global level and go all the way down to your local cop.
Yep.
Vicki, let me just say this too. I don't think that the fusion centers can really be as functional as they want to be until we are relocated into these human settlements or these new smart communities. The Energy Star appliances, they started with those. They sold those to us. Come to find out that reason why is because smart meters can read Energy Star appliances and shut them off. Then they put the bikes and the walking ways and the little gardens and all this stuff and this health movement all to get us community-based, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at some point, particularly when you start checking out these new smart codes, what you find is we're not going to be able to leave these communities because we're going to have the option of a bicycle or walking on 2 feet.
Well, now, we do have high-speed rail, you know, assuming they build it, but, you know.
And, yeah. You know, it's, you know, the fusion centers, the power of these fusion centers, I think, are when we are, number one, we're controlled through energy, through water, and number two, when we can't leave wherever we are.
Yeah, only the people who have permission will be able to leave. You're right, In huge projects, in any project of an IT system, there is a phase-in period. It's kind of rare when you develop one and you just cut over to the new one. There is a phase-in period, and when you have kind of partially the old system and partially the new system, and you kind of build bridges until logical bridges until you can get to the next phase where you can close the gaps.
Yeah.
And so these projects that we're talking about, you know, control of the entire infrastructure, the smart grid and the control of everybody's homes and appliances and stuff like that, it's going to have a long phase in. And if you remember, they first said the war on terrorism is going to last about 100 years. Well, that's about how long it's going to take them to fully implement all of these plans that they have for this 21st century infrastructure.
You know, one thing that comes to mind, when they first came out with the electrical grid, it was all about lights. People would say, well, we have lights, you know. And once the infrastructure was in place to power lights, they added on technology to do other things, vacuum cleaners, household appliances, you name it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think really that's where we're headed with this whole smart grid thing. Once they get the infrastructure in place, no telling where they're going to ultimately take it. Hey, we got the break here. Let's continue. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. I want to go to the phone lines here and take a couple of calls here that have been waiting for a while. And folks, if you want to jump on board, you're welcome to do so. We have a lot of other ground to cover, but we do want to include you as well. 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go up to New York and talk to Dave. New York is a place.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you in New York City?
No, I'm in upstate New York.
Okay.
Listen, what you're talking about really amounts to the reinserting of the human population. The reinsertion of serfdom.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And feudalism. Now, what I'd like you to do, though, is to draw a few lines with me. None of this would be possible without vast pools of money. And I would also like to point out that anyone who is working for them or with them is complicit in their crimes. So you have a situation, these people are not even aware of it, most of them. Most of the people who are working for them are unaware of their role in the whole thing. But like it or not, everything has a brain. We have to isolate what the brain is, find out what the sources of money are, make that all public. In other words, we have the Bilderbergs, right? What we need to start is the anti-Bilderbergs, a group of people who would basically make it their policy to go about and find out who these people are, what they intend doing, and publicize it wide. Smear the hell out of them. It's the only thing that we have left.
Well, that's kind of what I've been trying to do, you know, over my research, is to figure out the who, what, where, why, and when of all of this. And you're right, people who are
but
working
it's the
on
money,
this.
And we've got to get off their money. We have to have our own alternative money. Now, it's not going to be Bitcoin.
That won't
be something, but
hold,
we
hold on, Dave. Dave. Time out. I'll give you a chance to follow up. Let Vicky respond to what you said there.
Okay.
Go ahead, Vicky.
No, that won't do it. Bitcoin is simply electronic currency, which is in keeping with the technocratic agenda. What we have to understand is how our nation is being dismantled, how our country is being dismantled. And the way you can picture this in your mind is to think about Islam, okay? Islam is a stateless nation. Their organizing principle is religion, okay? In the global system, that's the idea, that the organizing principle be something other than countries, that we have a stateless world. And what they've chosen to focus on is the environment, you know, worship of Mother Earth, because we all live on Earth, right? So that's the organizing principle that they want to...
That's the common factor in all people. That's what they believe.
Yes, uh-huh. Okay, but the idea is of a stateless world.
Right.
Well, uh-huh. You know, the thing about the Bitcoin thing, David, it seems like I remember just recently the Department of Homeland Security intervening and seizing one of Bitcoin's manufacturers or whatever it was, vendors. Go ahead.
In other words, this
is something that they're able to control. In my thinking. Go ahead.
They're going to try to control everything because that's the nature of the beast, is to control stuff.
Right.
And until we get to the point where we become conscious of the fact, though, that if people weren't being paid, they wouldn't work. So they are working for this monster being paid with their dollars.
Yeah.
And we have to come to the realization that anybody who does is complicit in their crimes. We should.
Right.
The message should be to come out of her, my people. You know what I'm saying? Let's get out of the system. And tell.
Well, you don't get out of it with Bitcoin. You just rush headlong into it.
Right. I am not an advocate of Bitcoin, but I am an advocate of some alternative something to replace the current money that we have.
Well, I would agree with you on that, and I don't know how Vicky sees it, but I do think there has to be some kind of alternative because...
Let me tell you why that won't work. That won't work because all the money is on establishing these systems of control. You're not going to have a way to generate any income outside of the system that they have designed. Because the idea is for them to get you into the cities where they can control you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and with surveillance on all the roads, with your limited ability to travel, with, you know, the chip in your arm so they can track your every movement.
Yeah, the insurfing of the human population. They are re-insurfing us. I'll tell you, if we do not do something quickly, and like I say, anybody who's working for them is complicit in their crimes. That's absolutely for sure, and that should be made clear to everyone.
Well,
I agree with you.
You're right.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's pause this. David, thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome.
I think you're right. We do need to explore solutions for sure. So let's pick this up on the other side of the break. We also have other calls as well. Your calls are welcome. 800-313-9443. This is Govern America visiting with Vicki Davis. Nancy Levan is here and myself, Darren Weeks. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. Darren Wiggs, Nancy Levant, and Vicki Davis. ChannelingReality.com. That's ChannelingReality.com as we continue here. I want to come back to the subject, Vicki. You know, the caller really raised a very good point, and that is that we do need a medium of exchange. And I know this Bitcoin idea was floated, and certainly that seems to be something that is... Well, it operates on their electronic infrastructure, so that, in my mind, isn't a solution either. But the problem is we need an area of exchange that's outside of their control. How do we do this? Is there any way possible to get it outside of their control?
That's not going to be a solution because of the design of the ultimate system. I really appreciate what Dave said because he made me think about this. The only solution that we have is to regain control of the management structures. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you go back to what I said and, you know, ignore all of the nationalism, ignore the history, ignore the flag, ignore all that stuff, and look at this as a management problem. We have a fifth column kind of managing our country, and they're doing it through regionalism and international codes and all kinds of things. We have to regain control of that management structure.
How do we do that?
Well, by these regional agreements that they've had. Start with your local county and look at those regional agreements and regional plans and, everything regional. Well, everything that is regional is done with a committee of people that are cross-jurisdictional. So, now, what I would do, I would say, well, okay, they've set up these cross-jurisdictional committees. All right, well, let's pass a law that says we have to elect these people who are, we have to consolidate into one region, and we have to elect those people. We can't let them escape the election process by setting up a cross-jurisdictional committee.
You know, one thing that comes to my mind here, I'm just amazed at how many years regionalism has been going on, and yet you talk to the average person on the street, and they still would have no idea what regionalism is, or even that it is.
Well, that's because this is all administrative. And in order to understand administrative things, you have to actually read boring papers. You have to read what the law is. You have to read the plans, the memos, the minutes to the meetings, and, all the stuff, all that is the boring kind of stuff that people don't want to deal with.
Right.
One of the big problems that we have, I actually just put an article up about this. The title of the article is Administrative Integrity No Longer Exists. Here's the problem. When you get up into a management or administrative position, what happens is you are immediately sent into training on how to protect corporations, on how to follow rules. And people, the quote-unquote human resources, they are absolutely trained that everyone is replaceable. If anyone causes a problem, you not only get rid of them, but you set them up to get rid of them and get them out quickly. And they have no fraternization rules. They're not allowed to even get to really know the people who work for them. It really is extraordinary. The administrators are now trained to be very, very anti-human and to basically serve wealth and profit.
Yes, that is so true, Nancy. You can't, systems engineers and systems design, they don't really take into consideration the human elements of what they're doing. Their focus is on the system.
Yep, absolutely.
And so they're designing systems, and the people are kind of incidental to that system.
Absolutely.
And so...
Okay.
Yeah, they can't allow human feelings and human relations and everything else to be to get involved.
Well, and it makes it so easy from the administrative levels and obviously from governmental levels to simply dismiss what we think.
Yep. Hey, I want to speed this up a little bit because we're having calls pile up now. Let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're up next with Vicki Davis.
Thanks for volunteering your time to each of you. Our elected officials, especially when it comes to the local folks, the reason they join these council of governments, it's all voluntary for them to join. But they do it so they don't have to think. They
get lazy.
I swear to you, Vicki, they do. I wouldn't do this daring if it wasn't extremely important. Go to Vicki and Nancy, go to www.nctcog.org.
Mm-hmm.
NCTCOG.org.
Okay.
That's the website of the North Central Texas Council of Governments.
Yep.
Across the top, you'll see some headers. I don't know if it's come up yet for you, but you'll see programs, topics A to J, topics K to Z, department. Don't point, just point on those. Don't push, you know, don't click, just point. Look at what these folks are all involved in.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
If you will do that, this isn't just some little haphazard folks that got together and thought they would make the region a better place. Guys, they're into everything.
Well, and see, you're so right about that. These people aren't doing this on their own. All of this stuff is canned. It's been handed to them. You do it this way. You get things done this way. They're handed these quote-unquote codes. They're told what to do.
Yeah, and they have their own marketing people that do the public relations to make sure that the ideas are sold in exactly the right way.
Exactly. You know?
And every person, regardless of what state you're in, has these COGs, I'm sure, these councils of government. We have the Northwest Michigan Council of Government, the Northeast Michigan Council of Government, the Southeast Michigan Council of Government. I mean, it's just all over the place. This is regionalism, and this is really your governing infrastructure.
Yep. And they are totally out of control, out of reach of the voting public.
Well, they don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, in order to open your, you have to open up your mind to the fact that there is another branch of government, and that is the administrative, which is straight from regional government. But to get people to understand that's that glass that has to be broken. And Vicki, you had brought up before the Mobility 2000 project that was held in Dallas back in 2000, I believe it was.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Vicki, one of the groups that spoke there had several speakers, don't you know? And one of them was the Rockefeller Brothers Fund.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Rockefeller Brothers have been involved with the destruction of our government right from the beginning.
Absolutely.
The person who pushed for the United Nations to recognize regional organizations was Nelson Rockefeller. That was back in 1945. He was the Assistant Secretary of State. And that was his concept that he pushed as a part of the charter of the United Nations.
Well, for everyone out there, Vicki, I'm going to let you guys go. Darren, I know you got other callers. I want you to just pull up that website and
I'm on it right now. I'm sitting here looking at the topics and shaking my head.
No wonder we don't have enough bandwidth in America. Yeah, the governments have all stole it. But anyway, you can go down through and just look and see, like Vicki was saying, the tentacles.
Yes.
It is. It's like a large squid, and they have got their hand, or they're manipulating in everything.
Absolutely.
Yep, exactly.
And God bless you.
Thank
you so much.
Bye now.
Thank you.
And back to the fusion centers. All of this stuff. I mean, I'm looking at this site. It's really extraordinary.
And there are no original ideas in there. It doesn't matter if you look at that council of government or the council of governments here in Idaho or the one in Arizona.
They're all identical.
They're all identical. I've said sarcastically that I think there are only about three functioning brains in the whole U.S. government.
Because they're taking their marching orders from the U.N., exactly right.
Yes, everybody is brain sharing on the few who are working at the global level making one-size-fits-all rules for everybody.
There you go. All right, let's keep things moving here. Let's go to Warner in Canada. Warner, you're up next.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Warner.
Hi.
As I say, there's never an end to it about the problem and to identify them. And basically what as a basis is the ivory towers, they're getting higher and higher, and those that make the decisions are harder and harder to reach for us people at the grassroots level.
Yep.
Yes, that's very true.
Mm-hmm. And you just brought up the example of the octopus. you know, in the governing agencies and so, national, international, regional, and so on.
Yep.
And I think a fair comparison would be to compare it with a bulletproof vest. You have many interwoven layers, and basically, no matter which way the bullet comes, the bullet in this case is when we as a people want to do something about the corruption and basically penetrate this now nearly impenetrable layer of bureaucracy and the hierarchies.
Well, it's, you know, it's, it, I mean, they've got a global military, for God's sake.
Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned there about the earlier about the fusion centers. And the control, that they're basically being controlled by Interpol, International Police Organization.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Uh-huh. This might throw some light on here in New Brunswick. There, several years back, there was the chief of the RCMP. He covered up a pedophile ring. And as a reward, he got appointed to the head of the Canadian RCMP. His name is Zaccardelli. And when he... did some bad things there at the head of, and lied to Parliament, then he got promoted as a head honcho in Interpol.
Because he's doing such a great job.
Yeah, it's such a great job for the new satanic world order.
There you go.
Well, most American politicians sell out for an embarrassingly small amount of money, but the few that won't then are... probably being set up, you know, through the, that honeypot system.
Well, we've talked about how they like to get people who are corrupt, like you were just saying, Warner, people with skeletons in their closet, people who have things to hide, because these are the people that are best controlled, because they can always threaten them with exposing their dirty little deeds if they don't go along and comply.
But a lot of people, they go along because... those Satanists behind, they are so ruthless. When they threaten family members, dear ones, loved ones, and people, often they have to take the choice, do they want to keep their loved ones or the people that are dear to them and their children, do they want to keep them from harm, or do they want to take the easier route?
Yeah. Well, listen, Warner, I appreciate the call. I have to move on here, get up to other people, try to get as many of these folks in as possible, but thank you so much. Let's go to John in Massachusetts now. John, you're up next.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Yeah, you've been hard to get a hold of. Trying to get a hold of you off the air. But anyway, I just want to recommend a couple of things. You know, you guys, I just came in about half an hour ago, and the topic of money came up, and I just wanted to let you guys know, I'm sure, Darren, you know, and I don't know if Nancy and Vicky and your listeners know, but they got probably the top guy in the country on RBN on Sunday mornings, Bruce McCarthy. I think probably, you know, if you get the archives, you guys could, you know, because he's unbelievable. He's just amazing. And then, real quick, because I know it's getting towards the end of the show, there's two websites that I'd like to recommend because you guys are great researchers, so I think, I don't know if you've heard of thinkorbeeaten.com, but that is an unbelievable website. It's got chock full of information, so check it out, thinkorbeeaten. And then the next website that I'm going to promote is a guy that I'm sure you know. He's a little bit controversial, but I believe he really does know the Bible real well, and he's a former RBN caller. And his website is keithsouthworth.com. It's pretty interesting stuff. So, you know, I'll let you go with that. So you think I can get a hold of you after the show, Darren?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Call me later on this evening sometime.
Okay, great.
And I'll make it a point of being available.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much, John. I appreciate your call and your contributions. All right, let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're up next. Do we have Chris?
I want to point out that we do have local options, that we should not rely on the federal government to be reformed, although there are good hopes. There's a glimmer of hope in H.R. 1979, the corresponding bill is S-897. That is Elizabeth Warren's bill for a Federal Reserve discount window on the Stafford loans. It's only that one kind of student loan. And it's basically a partial nationalization of the Federal Reserve. It's basically a camel's nose under the tent to see if the president would exercise that authority, or Congress would exercise the authority, of course, as well, to grant 0.75% interest on only Stafford student loans, not any other kind of student loan, not a mortgage or any other kind of loan. So that's something that we can get behind, and a lot of Democrats and so-called progressive media are not reporting that. And also to point out the fact that we need to retake our wealth back at the local level, because we can't expect the federal government to do so. We need to try on both fronts. But there are options like community currencies that are very viable, as Ithaca, New York has shown for over 20 years. We also have public barter systems and publicly accountable community currencies, swap shops, time banks, and that kind of thing that are not Federal Reserve-based. You want to avoid private monetary systems or private barter systems, which would take a cut of each transaction.
Okay, Chris, hold on. I'll hold you over the break. We'll respond to that in a moment. Stay with us. We'll be back, folks.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling, and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Okay, in the home stretch of the program already, and what has got to be the fastest 3 hours in talk radio, Chris, I'm going to ask you to try to get to your point there real quick. I think you were outlining some solutions for us.
Yes, sir. It was that we want to avoid private monetary systems or private barter systems, because they report back to the IRS via Form 1099. They are Federal Reserve-based, and they get a cut out of each transaction. But just like the last Great Depression, we have community currencies springing up all across the country. Ithaca, New York is probably the best modern pioneer. In Brixton, the UK, there's the Brixton Pound that is very popular, because what they've done on the local level is gotten their commission, or their equivalent of the commission, to allow their public employees to opt in to be paid 10% of their pay, and then they get an extra bonus of receiving another 10% of their pay in the Brixton town. That helps popularize it. And we can take back our local law enforcement by, you know, helping them to realize that the national currency has been so debased, our sense of national unity, therefore, has been so destroyed that their loyalty should stay local where they belong. So I would
I appreciate that. I've got to hurry, but the clock is being really, really mean to us. Vicki, Nancy, do you have anything you wanted to say in regard to what Chris has said here?
I will say, go to ZeroHedge.com. There's some really good articles up on the things he's talking about right now.
Yeah, I guess I don't really look at local solutions to anything because I'm looking at the big picture and I'm looking at the control systems. Mm. The monetary system, and no matter how you cut it, a community today cannot be totally self-sustained because
they've worked so hard to make us interdependent.
Well, and there are too many things in our modern life that we depend on that come from other areas. So a community cannot be self-sustained. And so I'm looking at the whole big problem, and in the whole and in the computerized control systems, control of our infrastructure, and with the plan for quote human settlements, and how they have planned to herd us into mega cities, mega regions, for control purposes. These interim little solutions of a local currency aren't going to mean anything in the long run.
Well, and you have to understand that the whole community, quote-unquote, element is part of this control system.
Okay, I want to go to John in Tennessee and squeeze him in before we go off the air. John, real quickly.
Well, Darren, I did this the last time Vicki was on. I apologize. I just wanted to comment on what Mark was saying in Texas. Not only is it your government's involved in it, I'm working for a corporation that has actually brought someone in that is working in our company, but they also own and are the founder of a company called Spatial Link. Spatial Link, SP.
Okay, we got about a minute left in the show.
Okay. What they're doing, Darren, is they are coming down to not only where are they regimenting what we're going to do as a people, but they're coming into corporations, bringing these people that have developed and are working computer programs to actually regiment every aspect of your life. So it is about control. It is absolutely about knowing what you're doing, when you're doing it, why you're doing it, where you're doing it, and then ultimately determining whether or not they want to allow you to continue to do so. It is about slavery.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. I really do. And I appreciate all the callers. Thank you so much. And Vicki, Nancy, thank you for being with us again. And folks, I just want to give a program note. I will not be here next week and the week after. Nancy will be hosting next week. She'll have Roger Mundy here. The following week, we have Melody Hallett. She's going to be guest hosting. And then we'll be back the following week. So I hope you'll stay and support the hosts and the guests on the network here and on Govern America. In the meantime, pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks. Go out and have yourself a great weekend and a great week. Bye-bye. Now.